nearly $500 million. That is the amount of the latest settlement involving Juul, the e-cigarette maker. Six states and the District of Columbia are dividing the money. They accuse Juul of deceptively marketing to kids. Yesterday, the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, said Juul downplayed the risks as it targeted minors.
Juul's lies led to a nationwide public health crisis and put addictive products in the hands of minors who thought they were doing something harmless.
In addition to New York, California, Illinois, Massachusetts, New Mexico, and Colorado are in the settlement. And we have on the line the Attorney General of Colorado, Phil Weiser. General Weiser, welcome.
Thanks, Scott. Great to be with you.
Colorado, by some measures, had the biggest teen vaping problem as far as users per capita. Big picture, will the settlement reduce marketing to kids, reduce use by kids?
It will, Scott, on two different levels. The first is there are now restrictions that are going to be in place that will stop Juul from what they had done deliberately, lie to kids and create a norm that Juuling was cool. They deliberately targeted social media influencers so that kids would engage in Juuling, encourage others to engage in Juuling. They can't do that anymore. They're now restricted. Secondly, with the money we're getting, we're going to work on creating positive norms about healthy behavior that makes clear that vaping is dangerous, it's harmful to health, and that to the extent kids are underlying suffering some anxiety or other concerns, this is not the way to address it.
And what have you learned about the health risks? One issue in this case was about branding and marketing from Juul, describing them as harmless, which of course is not true. These are nicotine delivery devices.
Unfortunately, we don't know fully all of the public health harms that are going to happen. Young people were in effect experimenting on themselves. We've heard about how the lungs can be damaged, not just by smoking, but also by vaping. The idea that was initially said this was a substitute for cigarettes, it was less bad than cigarettes, doesn't apply to kids who weren't smoking but started vaping. So we don't know all the negative impacts from a long-term public health perspective. We do know that in the short term, young people who had an addiction then found themselves struggling to feed their addiction. And if people tried to quit, it was very painful and hard. So this created more challenges, mental health and physical health for young people. This was far from benign.
In the settlement, the Juul company, in addition to paying money, in addition to changing its marketing tactics, also has to release secret internal documents on how it targeted children. I mean, these are things companies are loath to disclose. And I want to ask you, what role did that play in the settlement negotiations?
That was critical to us, just like it was critical to us in litigation around opioids. Opioid companies like Purdue Pharma deliberately pushed out lies to people, saying their product was not addictive when they knew it was. Companies can't get away with lying to people, harming people, and pretending they had no knowledge of it. It's important that we put out there for the public to see and scholars to analyze what the truth was, because sunlight here can be among the best disinfectants. We have to make sure that we as a society have a clear understanding of what happened and can be firm in this can't happen again.
Now, Juul's market dominance by many measures peaked about 4 years ago, and now other companies are on the market. They're selling flavors that seem like they're directed at younger users. So I guess the question is, how much have you actually accomplished here?
We'll continue to be vigilant, and if others follow down this path, we'll go after them too. The reality is, when there's money to be made, even doing it in a way that's unfair or unconscionable or deceptive, there are going to be companies who will think, let me try it. And when it comes to protecting kids, that's among our most important missions. We're going to be resolute and we'll continue to do that.
And finally, what does the state of Colorado plan to do with its share of the settlement?
We know in Colorado that $30 million is significant. We know there's underlying mental health issues and concerns. All the data we're seeing nationally and in Colorado is young people are facing more mental health challenges than ever before. So we're going to focus on this using this money, and we're going to look more broadly. How else do we support young people at a time that we know they're hurting. Juul was preying on that, and other companies may do it as well. We need to push back, and we need to help support young people, and we're going to use every tool we can.
That is Phil Weiser, Attorney General of Colorado. General, thanks for the time.
Always a pleasure.